Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and having a great visit with our good friend Joe Knight. Joe, give us that website again, please.
Business-literacy.com.
And that they can find the Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs book and the others, the updated one, right?
Yeah, the revised version, and also that's where you can get the online training. And again, it's probably the most popular thing with people I train and work with is the glossary, where you can just go on. It's a free glossary where you can look up terms and understand and get a good explanation on different things you're hearing from people who are talking finance jargon with
right. So check it out, folks, business-literacy.com. And Joe, thank you for making that available. I'm going to say something to you I don't think I've ever said to you before. You didn't know I was going to say it. I don't watch Shark Tank. I don't watch it because I don't think it's the real. I think it distorts how the real world works, and it may be entertaining, but to me, if you're never going to be involved in anything like that, fine, if you want to go watch it for entertainment. But I think it misrepresents how the real world works. What do you think about that?
You know, I've only watched it. I don't watch it either. I've seen parts of episodes. I don't think I've seen a full episode. It doesn't do anything for me. I've read up and know a little bit about the people on the show. They're not. I don't see them as real entrepreneurs. They're really just performers. So, yeah, when you get into the nuts and bolts and what really happens in business, I don't think you're going to learn much from Shark Tank on how it really works.
Well, that's what bothers me about it. It makes me feel like some people who are starting up, but you know, if they don't meet a knowledgeable investor like you, or if they haven't met any investors, they think that's the way things really are. And you know, I was on a television show one time where they were asking me to evaluate a deal, and the other person gave them a 10 for their presentation. And I gave them a 7.5. They said, why? I said, because they're not asking for enough money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's the other thing that's fallacious about that approach is you think once they get funded, they've made it. And that's absolutely untrue. It's more, even if you're funded, it's likely you're going to fail.
That's right.
And you know, one of the things we learned from some of our experiences with angel investing is we like to give these investors some money. But when we do, we take control. We say we have control. We're going to tell you, you know, how to spend it and that kind of thing. But what we do with these entrepreneurs, and I think it's really important, is we say as soon as you make enough money to pay back our initial capital, we're going to do a deal where we flip and we become minority shareholders and you
right.
have control.
Right. So and you when you so can, when you come as an angel, you always come in as a majority shareholder.
Yeah. Or we set up a way that we can
a
have
a board
control.
Of some and, kind. Yeah.
And that's because of the experience I described prior and other things. And so we come in with a very small investment and say, we're going to control what you do until
right.
we get our money back. And then once this business is strong enough to get our money back, we'll have a deal with them where we'll flip and take a minority share and let them take control and help them raise money and go from there.
Do you ever help them get loans?
Absolutely. That's part of what we can do is once we get them to the point where they have a product and they're getting sales and they're actually a little bit profitable, we say, now let's go to the market and raise some money.
Well, see, and the good thing about what you guys do, some investors want over half of the, they want control of the company, but they're not necessarily contributing to the technical help with the company. They're just putting their money in, but you guys actually roll your sleeves up, don't you?
Right. We're rolling our sleeves up. And I mean, on a very limited basis, we're not actually, we're meeting with the entrepreneur twice a month, something like that, for an hour or two, going over what
right.
they're doing, talking through things. So we're coaching. And you know, I learned this from my buddy Norm Brodsky, who's written Street Smarts for
Norm's a good friend of ours. He's a member of our resource.
Yeah, I love Norm. And Norm and I talked about this because he does a lot of angel investing. And we both decided that's the way to do it, to give a little, you know, make a little bit of investment, make sure you can control how you get your money back. Mm-hmm. And then once you get your capital back, turn the entrepreneur loose. Once they have a product and they're selling and they found a market, you go out and raise money and you can get a significant amount of money or get a loan without having to give up so much control.
And hopefully at that point in time, by the time they give you your money back, you've also, your coaching and your support of them has taught them some things, and so they won't go get upside down after that.
Exactly. Exactly. The chances of success go up so much more when you have a product and you have demand and you're selling.
Right.
And then you can make an argument for a lot better deal when you go raise money.
Folks, do yourself a favor. You'll thank me later. Go to business-literacy.com and those around there and check out some of the stuff that Joe and his folks offer. I promise you, you'll be smarter and you will thank me later. Hey, Joe, thanks for today. And thanks for 8 great years, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Joe Knight, ladies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.